The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday, June 22nd edition of Remark with Garth Roseborough. Of course, my name is not Garth Roseborough. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahun Anku Sara. And I will be hosting today. Garth is listening, and he sends his regards to all of his faithful listeners. I have some special guests in the studio, and before I get to today's show, I just need to get some business out of the way. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. The first way is you can fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. The second way is you can listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. The third way is you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, us being Guardian. And the fourth way, you can make a purchase at Going Places Travel. All right, the entry deadline is June 27th, so that's quickly coming up upon us. And the drawing is July 4th. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime, brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. All right, certain conditions apply, airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. All right, so make sure you have everything in order when you win. Right? Definitely. All right, so we're going to dive right into today's show. And I just want to make sure I read what Brother Garth has given me properly. But today's show is entitled A National Restoration from a Spiritual Perspective. All right. I have three great guests in studio, and I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. I'm going to start to my right, and we can just move straight around. If everybody could just introduce yourselves and say, you know, where you work, where you preach, you know, where you are most active, so people can have an idea of who you are, and then we'll just jump right into the conversation.
Good afternoon.
Corey, a little closer to the mic. Yes.
Good afternoon. It is such a pleasure to be here this evening. My name is Apostle Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. I am the founder of Hannah Carey Cares Foundation. I am a senior member of the Native Baptist Society, St. John's particular society of churches, and it is such a pleasure to be discussing the restoration of our nation from a biblical perspective this afternoon. Yes, Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Renee Simonette. Happy to be here today.
Yes, yes. All right. And we also have...
Good afternoon. My name is Brother Paul, known as the radio pastor. I have a ministry in Sunbury River South Beach on Sealing Avenue. It's called Bible-Based Network Turning Point Ministries. We meet every Saturday from 9 in the morning until about 1 o'clock, and then on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. My telephone number, if you care to reach me, 357-8244. Blessings.
Blessings. I neglected to say that I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in the Bahamas, and we are located off of Wolf Road on Woods Alley, and we'd be happy to see you one of these Sundays as we have our weekly services every Sunday. Spiritual or national restoration from a spiritual perspective. I think we let's just start out where I think we can all agree we in trouble. As a nation, there's a lot that we, I don't care your political affiliation, I don't care your religious affiliation, I don't care your basketball affiliation, your Jonkanu affiliation, I think we could all agree that this nation is in trouble. However, the Most High is in the midst, and where there's life, there's hope. But I want to get everybody's understanding on where do we see the country right now from your perspectives?
Well, let me say this much, Mr. Aeneas, Priest Aeneas, that we acknowledge the fact that the nation is in trouble. In fact, the ram itself is currently manifesting, seeing many troubles. But what makes trouble or the issue of trouble more superior or more weighty is when we have good individuals, individuals just like us, believers in multiple levels of faith, multiple religions, all who deem that they're just going to sit back quietly and maybe just send up a prayer. No one wants to go to battle. No one wants to go to war anymore. And we use our tools, you know. Scripture tells us that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. It may not even be a physical base, but they are mighty to God for the pulling down of strongholds. Tactic, spiritual advantageous tactics have to be pushed in our nation. We need our heads, our ministerial heads, people that know how to love, how to nurture, how to mentor, how to care, to step forward now and begin to put all of their assets and resources forward to rescue this Commonwealth, this Bahamas.
Yes. I'm giving everybody a chance to chime in so we can set the table. What say you, ma'am?
I believe that we can never neglect prayer. Absolutely never. Because we know that when we speak to God, He answers. And I believe that if we would turn our plates down. And that we would fast. And we would seek the face of God. We would begin to see changes. But like Dr. Hannah said, we have to put works with that faith.
Right.
We can't just fast and pray. We've got to get out there and make the change.
Right.
We see people on the street hungry. We drive by. We go home and we deal with our families. Those individuals need help. That's the key to making a difference. Each one, reach one.
Okay.
So we've got to do it one person at a time.
But what if I'm struggling? What if I want to help them, but Lord knows if I take this little bit of food and give it to them, I can eat. What you do then?
I believe that everyone in the Bahamas has two spreaders. I don't think there's no one here that just has one sweater. Yeah. So if you just give a neighbor a sweater,
I think you make
a difference.
If
you just give the neighbor a cup of water, I think you make a difference. And if you just pray for that neighbor, we can make a difference.
All right. We start there. Brother Paul, what say you?
You know, the sad reality is it ain't getting better.
My Lord.
Based on the scriptures, in Matthew 24, Christ said the conditions of this earth can be so terrible. If he doesn't step in, no flesh will be saved. So we ain't seen nothing yet.
My Lord.
This is just the beginning of sorrows. In fact, in Matthew 24, he said, when you see these things, see that ye be not troubled. So why be troubled?
So, Brother Paul, what you saying? We supposed to just relax and don't worry about nothing.
No, that's my objection. But clarify then.
See, I'm not saying that we should not do nothing.
Right.
Because so much is given, much is required.
Okay.
The thing about it is, the problem solver is here. He is called the Holy Ghost. But we don't want him. Because when he shows up, he wants to change the fringes in our lives. And we don't want these darling sins, these pet sins to be taken of our lives. And as a result, we have chaos.
Right.
For example, the Bible says, as preachers, we should all speak the same thing. What happened? We have the same Bible. So why are we speaking the same thing?
Because there's parallel doctrines in this one book.
Let me add that spiritual force is a very serious thing. Unity and one accord is a very serious thing. It works. You want to speak to what the Bible says, but you must be the first one to lead this agenda. When you sit back, whatever it is, and you regard yourself as, oh, it's only going to get worse.
Do you know that you, your voice is spirit and your voice is life? Don't be speaking voice. We already know what God says. You don't need to tell us anything about voice. What we want to know is, as long as you are here, what are you doing with your talent that God has given you? Mm. We don't need you speaking condemnation and judgment on our nation. If anything, you should be able to say to the Lord of hosts, I was able to help this one grab one or two. You say, what you say you is, pastor, head of, in fact, I even then forget who you are, you know, this, based this, on your mentality.
Mr. Hannah, if you open this line right now to people who know me, the cause will be
I'm not ignoring you as a person. I'm saying to you as a ministry.
God's going to do it in secret, and he can reward us openly. But the problem is, when ministers do it, they don't call the Guardian. They don't call the Tribune. No. You do it in secret, and God rewards you openly. And that's what that ministry
Let me say this. Let me throw this verse on the table. This is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. I think you all be familiar with it. It says, if my people, and I'm speaking to the national restoration from a spiritual perspective, if my people, which are called by my name, shall, number one, humble themselves, number two, and pray, and number three, seek my face, and then number four, turn from their wicked ways. So there's four things in this verse. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Four things, four specific, very specific things. Right?
Can you repeat the last statement again?
And it says, and then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Not will I utterly destroy and consume. Mm. Everyone knows that there is an appointed time. There is an appointed time. Right? So we know that judgment will happen. We see the signs of the time. The point is, right now, our focus must be on our own people. Our focus must be on what God has given us. There are talents in the body of Christ to rescue each other. This is not only about giving. This is about mentorship. This is about a life of servitude. The thing is, church people, myself included, for such a long time, Dr. Renee, has been of the opinion that just stay low, stay in prayer, stay quiet. The Bible tells us all of this, faith is good, faith is powerful, but faith without works is dead. Get out there and do action. There can never be enough feeding. In fact, if you find out, and this is where we've done, the church said we've done feeding programs and we've done mentorship programs. Okay, let's begin to count all of the things that we have done. But what the church neglects to understand is, unless we go to the head, that's why the scripture speaks so highly about, and his feet shall crush the head of the serpent. We have to put Satan underneath our feet. And by doing so, we go to the head and rip down the unjust states that they have set up over this commonwealth, over our people. We have youths dying the injustices to the children, to the innocents. When you begin to understand the precept from the mind of Christ, but also the mind of the demonic, how they are. They believe in just pulling down the entire system, pushing nothing but negativity. And even though us as Christians, we have this thing where we say we're positive, we're praying, and we assume that's positivity. No, it's not. Take the work. Go to the ground. Begin. The Word of God says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We cannot give up this work. We cannot stand and say we're going to just be in our secret corner doing this. It's a time for everything under the sun, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, it's time to be secret, and then it's time to get out there and do this work. Militant army of Christ, rise up and fight.
So let me say this. One of the things that I'm going to throw on the table that may be a little controversial, and I want to stir controversy, not so much amongst we as the panel today, even though it may happen, but more so in the minds of those people who care. Because number one, if you don't care, then none of this means anything to you. So that's the first thing. The people who care, be talking to you. Okay? When we read 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it talked about these people who are called by my name. All of us reading the same Bible like you said, Brother Paul. But there are people, if I ask what name you're going to call on, is everybody going to say the same name? Some people will say Jehovah. Some people will say Yahweh. Some people will say Jesus. Some people will say the great I am. What say you?
No, normally when I meet people with that perspective on saying that whatever name you have, the special name is called Jesus.
Mm.
I say, whatever name you think you should call him, you need to reverence that name. Because God has no respect to a person. He meets us wherever we are. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans that there will be people in heaven who never heard about the Bible.
Mm.
They never heard about Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit was leading them, and they were following the leadings of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And the Old Testament prophet said, when they get to heaven, they say, how do you get this nail prince in your hand? And Christ is going to answer, this way I go into the mouth of my friends.
Mm.
See, God has no respect to a person. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist David said, I was once young, I grew old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread.
Mm.
All of God's commandments are righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone you break, James, you're broken all.
So you're saying there is no specific name?
Some people say it's Jehovah. Some people say it's Yahshua, Elohim.
What does Scripture say?
The Bible says his name is Jesus.
Okay, what you say? What you say, Dr. Renee?
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. There are other names that he's called by.
Mm.
He's God. There's the Holy Spirit, the three in one, the Trinity. There's so many other names. The great I am, Jehovah Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of names that we reference God as, because in each one, there's a reason that we call him that name. In one, he's a healer. In one, he's a savior. In one, he's something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not narrow down the fact that people choose to call God other names. That's their choices of how they worship. I say Jesus. That's
right.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to call on him.
Right.
Because he is the answer. That's the point I'd like to stress.
Mm-hmm.
We need to call on him because he's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the answer for this world.
Let's say you Dr. Hannah Carey, correct?
Exactly.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
It was so key. It was the Holy Spirit himself that dictated you in terms of name.
Mm-hmm.
I am that I am.
Mm.
And the I am operates in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The name was given, yes, the English format, Jesus. Going back, Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
Yeshua,
mm-hmm.
Jehovah. We have those names that we can list to. It just means that go sovereign any one of those names, like Dr. Renee mentioned, that speaks to you. But there is none greater than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the name by which salvation came. But
mm-hmm.
Christ's consciousness works through the I am. I
mm-hmm.
am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And until Bahamians acknowledge that they are who God made them to be, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, until they begin to become a product of the I am. That's
mm-hmm.
why he spoke the I am into existence.
Mm-hmm.
I am is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the name by which we enter into salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But unless we begin to walk in the I am fruitful, I am faithful,
mm-hmm.
I am blessed, I walk in the authority of Yeshua, I walk in grace.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we begin to express and experience the love of I am,
mm-hmm.
that is where we have failed as a nation. There is not enough I am in
right.
their most positive and productive
yeah.
sense of being.
The reason why I asked the question is obviously in the Lord's Prayer. It says, hallowed be thy name, right? So this name has to be a hallowed name. It's a name that we definitely need to know it, number one. And we need to know it in its original form, right? If the Messiah is saying, not one jot, not one tittle shall be taken away, that means the language should not have been interfered with. Mm-hmm. Now, we obviously have gone through slavery. We've gone through colonization. We've gone through a lot. Whereby we speak English because we were the subjects of the English, yes? And so we do our best. Like you say, you just want people to call on the name. You say Jesus. However, we know if we were 2,000 years ago, we walked up on him and said Jesus, he wouldn't know who we were talking about because his name wasn't Jesus. His name was Yahshua, right? And some people will say, but you're belaboring that point or you're making a big deal of it. I'm only going off of what 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, which talk about these people who are called by my name. That was the first thing that was mentioned, was this name, right? And I think what we as churches, we as pastors, we as apostles, we as the body of the Kares, or the body of Christ, we have to come to terms with the reality of what has been done to the Bible. The Bible isn't the problem. The Bible is never the problem. But the translation, the mistranslation, the misinterpretation has become the problem, whereby we have, I think the last count I heard in Nassau was like 4,000 churches. I could be wrong. But
and growing,
right?
There's
right? But it's like if we can, as the church, if we as the body of Christ.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So come closer.
How much thousand?
I heard 4,000.
Right, 4,000 buildings.
Okay.
Because we are the church. That's
yes.
where the confusion comes
come on
in.
Now.
Everybody, huh? Everyone.
Speak
the building. This is it. The building, we are the church. We walk when Father speaks to the body, and that's why there is. We're speaking to spiritual restoration. We're talking to national restoration from a spiritual point of view, is what I'm saying. When we acknowledge that, notice how adamant I was initially speaking to Dr. Reverend Miller, when how adamant I was saying that we are each to do our own part. That's because in the body of Christ, we are members of one body.
Mm-hmm.
We are members of one body, and until we realize that we have to pull together, is no longer as long as I survive.
Right.
I am is not the same as I. I am. Mm. I is self.
Right.
I am is all. Mm-hmm. It is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And so the body of Christ, we are not singular.
Mm-hmm.
I need my sister, Dr. Renee, to survive. I need you,
yeah.
Dr. Ines, to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever it takes, Dr. Renee spoke to sharing, to caring.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it to my Bahamian people again. It goes back to leadership, to national governance. It goes back to the head and administration from any place. The word of God says the anointing falls from the head onto the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Onto the garment, onto the skirt,
mm-hmm.
onto the flow. If it ain't at the head, regardless of what, pretty don't mean anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Only the anointing could break the yoke. Learned don't mean anointed.
Mm-hmm.
What spirit you spoke to, what name we calling, that name ain't only when it moved through. When they moved through it, they certainly use these names to access certain things at will. But are they living in the principle of these names?
Yeah.
You talk about Jehovah Rapha, so he's only a healer when you need him to heal you. After that, you are the greatest manipulator in the heavens and in the earth. You're causing more stress to your brothers and your sisters. You is the source of the sickness and many people going around, but he's your Rapha at that time.
Mm.
He's your Jireh, but he can't be nobody else's Jireh. Stop singling the Father out.
Mm.
God is for all of us, and
don't weaponize God. Don't weaponize the Messiah. Don't weaponize the Most High. We're here on the show Remark with Garth Roseborough. Garth Roseborough is listening attentively, I'm sure. My name is Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahunan Kusara. We're going to open the phone lines when we get back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right back here on Remark.
Hey. But I'll never forget, no way, they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget, no way, they sold Marcus Garvey for rice. Ooh. I'll never forget, no way.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles. And it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
You try to rep, go with the rep, for all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters, no job too big and there's no job too small, you name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back here on Remark with Garth Roseborough. I am filling in for Garth Roseborough today. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahunan Kusara. We're in studio with Brother Paul Miller, Dr. Renee, and Dr. Hannah Carey. And we're talking about the restoration of a nation from a spiritual perspective. off air, we were just talking about the fact that if fasting and praying was the only thing we had to do, man, we would have done knocked this yoke off our neck a long time. But clearly there's more to it than that. Brother Paul, you wanted to say something off air, and I stop you because I want you to say it on air. But share with us what's on your mind, Brother Paul.
You see, my friend,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the Jesuits?
Yeah, I've heard of the Jesuits.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Roman Catholic Church system
mm-hmm.
is a demonic system. Do you know Jeff Lloyd?
Yes, I
Jeff do. Lloyd is Jesuit trained.
Oh, Lord.
Now, he might not know that.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jesuits are doing a work in the background. The Jesuits are responsible for all the wars that you see taking place.
Mm.
They said that in their mandate, you go to our webpage or just Google the Jesuit order.
Mm-hmm.
And these men are working in the background doing some amazing things.
So let me ask you this, Brother Paul, mm-hmm. right? So the Jesuits or whoever may be behind the wars. But when we talk about people thiefing your gas tank or people rubbing up your car and then stopping it to say they dent your car or pushing themselves in your house and tying you up and the Jesuits behind that too? Because they're trying to figure out...
Yes, sir. If you read their order... They are trained to come in the neighborhoods that are doing good and to make them do good.
So where does the line?
You just read the Jesuit order. It's a wide thing.
Where do you cross the line between personal accountability on a group of men who we may have met or may not have met?
Mm-hmm.
Where does personal accountability come into restoring the nation from a spiritual perspective?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
The problem is, like Sister Hannah said earlier, we don't want to work together as one.
Mm.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We have a number of different faiths.
Mm.
Using that same Bible, going 10 different directions. It ain't going to happen.
Mm.
We should all be walking. Watch this. And there's the apostle. The people trusted them so much. The Bible says they sold their possessions they had no need of.
Mm-hmm.
They laid the money at the apostle's feet and no one had any.
Book of Acts.
You think that could happen in 2021?
No, because we don't trust each other.
But, notwithstanding, the Bible says the church folks should be lenders and not borrowers.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, everyone living so selfishly,
mm-hmm.
buying the best car, buying the net. I have a friend of a car, he paid a pass of a. He said he paid $135,000 for this guy. I said, what'd you say, Pastor?
That's a beautiful segue into to what we see happening in some churches today. With this whole idea of prosperity gospel. This idea that you're going to throw a seed, and when you throw that seed, you're going to receive tenfold, sevenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold of whatever you have thrown. And we got people doing this religiously, putting their foot on the TV, buying handkerchiefs, buying water, buying things that they feel is going to help them to overcome sickness and disease, and the country is still getting worse. Yes, what say you?
You can't, Reverend Miller mentioned, he actually called someone's name. I cannot verify.
I don't know nothing about that. That's alleged.
No. I'm telling you, I arrived at that.
He's also a lawyer. Allegedly.
What I did was I wanted to add to what you were saying, but I wanted to separate the fact that I know not about who you were speaking about. That's all it was. No need for you to explain. You must know what you were saying. You spoke it on open air. So I believe that as a man of God, you have every backing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's no need to explain to me. I'm not correcting you. I'm just clarifying for my own self. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I do not know. But as it relates to the evil incumbents of the land,
mm-hmm.
evil was here prior to mankind.
Come on.
Okay, and evil will be here because evil is going to be the one swallowed up in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even in the time of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So our job is not to do away with evil.
Mm.
The Bible says overcome evil with good.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God also tells us that there is none good but God. You cannot do it without the I Am.
Mm-hmm.
We have to first change our mindset. And when you... There's a thing now. See, we going into esoteric knowledge, energy, vibration, spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is there are some things that was intentionally hidden away from the church, henceforth hidden away from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird part about it is there can be the ironic, not where the for a better term, the ironic part about it is so many persons will not change lest their spiritual leaders, the ones that they hold in such high regard, their pastors, their bishop, their whomever, all the different religions, they will not change their beliefs or their construct, the things that block their mind and how they should be with each other or how they should live in this realm with each other doing things unless those same leaders tell them that. Mm-hmm. And the leaders are the ones that are operating in the greatest ignorance. You have the leaders. You have the leaders that know. He mentioned some names I don't know, but I just want to clarify that to say leaders. You have some leaders that know exactly what's going on and by intent is intentionally keeping back the nation so that evil can prevail. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other leaders that are just pretending to be in ignorance and just telling the church, just pray, continue to sow, continue to fast, bring your last here. The church must survive. The people are the church. The people must survive.
My Lord.
If anything be as the apostles were, everybody gather it and then after that immediately disperse it.
Mm.
How much money you need to save? He mentioned someone's car note and so forth. Listen, you spoke to Dr. Aeneas, you spoke to prosperity gospel. I'm not going to call it prosperity gospel. I am going to acknowledge it as what it is, the principle of sowing.
Mm-hmm.
If you sow whatsoever man sow, therefore he shall also reap.
Now,
if you're giving your fast, if you're giving your tithes and you're giving your offering and you just happen to get wealth, then good on you. If you don't do it from a biblical perspective, but you still do the principle of it, in business you begin to sow into your investment, you begin to do this and you reap your harvest, good. My issue with anyone in this regard is, what are you doing with your harvest? Is your harvest only for you? Are you looking out only for self?
Mm-hmm.
I am that I am.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a good point. The next thing in 2 Chronicles 7:14, after the name, it says, if these people humble themselves, right? I want us to all chime in on what this idea or understanding of humbling oneself is. The word here in the Hebrew is the word chana, which means to bend the knee, right? To bring down, to bring unto subjection, under, humble, right? My understanding of that is to be subject to true scripture, be subject to the Lord the Most High, right? Whereby when you start talking about this principle or this universal law of sowing a seed.
I would go on,
right?
And I got clay, and I that, molded the chess pieces myself.
Well, we got some bleeding truth.
I got a cardboard,
something
and I drew the checkered squares. So sometimes his friends will come around and they'll play. So by just watching, I was able to pick up the rules of the game. I got my first win.
Thank you. Yep. Yes. So speak to this idea. How does a nation humble itself?
I think that a nation, in being humble, they need to be subject is a good word that you can use just as a word. That's not the best word,
right.
But we can say the nation would subject themselves to God.
Mm-hmm.
When we humble ourselves, we kind of give way. It's like, let's say it's a husband and wife, and they both want to get, he wants the car, she wants the house.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gives way to the other and says, okay, we can compromise here, and we can kind of give way.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give way.
Yielding.
Take away what we want and let what God's will is come in.
Okay.
That's a kind of a way of being humble as a society, as a people. We can be humble by saying, okay, I am going to neglect, you know, getting a whole new wardrobe. I don't even really need that. And I'm going to kind of give to the poor. I'm going to give and help humble myself and kind of give to the others so that they can have it. That's one way of saying it's not the best explanation.
Right.
But as
a perspective.
As a nation, we do need to humble ourselves under the grace of God because it's His grace that covers us all.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't humble ourselves under that grace, where do we fall?
Let me say, when it comes to humility, though, that concept that you mentioned, it's true, but it is a world concept.
Mm.
A Yeshua concept of humility is humble thyself.
Mm.
We first learn in true, not religion, but in true Christ life as believers,
mm-hmm.
to break yourself. We have too much high energy for the wrong things.
My Lord.
If you look at
say that again, man.
We have too much high energy for the wrong things.
We can gather for foolishness, Lord. We can gather for foolishness. But when it comes time to do this work.
Not only that, even I'm talking about gathering, I mean it even self. You're ready to snap. And you're so quick. Listen carefully to me. You can control no one else save yourself.
That's
start
right.
with you.
Yes.
If you find, I've always said this, I've been married for 30 years, and I've always said this in this regard. I said, listen, if you find yourself still being aggravated by a certain thing as it relates to your mate, see it as something that God has placed in your life. Well, even, I use the mate just to speak to in whom, something more closer. But that is a worldview all around.
That could be a workmate. That could be a home.
Yes, if it's something that is agitated, every time you look at this person, it's something you just can't stand.
That's, why are you standing like that?
That's something operating in you, not in them.
My Lord.
Not to say you don't see something, but then you got to bring your own spirit under subjection.
Yeah.
Humility starts within. Humble your own mind. Those negative thoughts, stop it. See, this is because there is not sufficient, esoteric here again, positive energy. The vibration of light, of true light, the energy of love. Love is the thing that covers a multitude of sin. All we do is we rally in things of the nature of demonism, hatred, dispute. The word of God tells us where these things is, where strife and all these things is, every evil work resides. This is true. And so we have to find ourselves now where humility begins within. Begin to come against your own personal flesh. That is when I began to see true spiritual growth, when I came against self.
My Lord, you just say, let me focus on me, fix me.
And it works.
Wow.
You'll be amazed in the growth. The marriage fixed overnight.
Wow.
The other issues fixed overnight.
Mm.
Begin with you.
My Lord, I love that. Go ahead, Brother Paul. Humility.
When I think about humbleness, right? In John chapter 5, verse 5, Christ said, without me, ye can do nothing. And it's so sad that people have all these different achievements, different accolades, and they think they did it. Last time I checked my Bible, I said every good and perfect gift is from above.
My Lord.
So give honor to whom honor is due. He said, if you do the good works, that our parents may be glorified. That's what he said?
Yes.
No.
What is it?
The Father in heaven.
He said, the one who paid the note, the one who paid the tuition.
So why is God trying to steal my thunder? Because he empowered me to do the thunder.
Thank God, Holy Ghost.
It goes to him, not to you, and not to me.
See, lie.
She called me reverend, right? Then why are you all still alive? For the Bible said, no man see reverend and live. Reverend Holy is his name. Call me Pastor Dog. I'm garbage truck juice. I'm the dirtiest of the dirtiest.
And I tell you, you ain't no garbage
truck
juice.
I'm garbage truck juice. I bring none to deal with dunk and my head to throw in Jesus first.
You are a living soul.
No, sir. That's the mindset.
No,
that's
sir.
Your concept.
Yeah. And Christ, when Christ stopped by this way, we went, good master, Christ, you're talking to me.
Yes. Why call us now me good? There's no one there but God.
So the same thing with us.
Yeah.
You see?
Start with having the Christ. You're too busy trying to be Christ. Don't be Christ. Start with having Christ's mind.
No.
Christ's mind is that of peace and prosperity, of pleasantry and of blessing. Christ moved in the highest order of the spirit. Where, and that's why he was able to command everything negative, because there was no negativity in him. He was blessed from above. He knew that he didn't need things of the world, because he was the Christ. He came with the power. He said, I don't speak anything I speak. I don't speak of my own self. I speak only what I hear from the Father. I speak only what I learn from the Father. So as I listen to you, man of God, and if you take offense even with that term.
When you call them garbage shoes, we ain't doing that.
That's
on
him.
We ain't doing that.
If you take offense with that term, that's on him.
We ain't doing that.
Allow me to regard it, because we are each and every one of us. Men and women of God, we were made in the image and in the likeness of Yeshua himself, of the word himself. People don't understand, when they call us, they say universe. That means one word, one verse. When it's a multiverse, when you have verse, verse still means verse. It means the spoken word. It means God himself. And so you cannot be Christ. Christ came, he did his objective, he did his accomplishment, he sowed his seed, and he left, and he returned to the Father. He didn't need to be here. All you have to do now is have the mind of Christ. For be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind and understand, if you think you are garbage juice, hold that in. Don't prophesy that before you have others walking around here saying they garbage juice. Ain't nobody here, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Maybe that's the issue right now, because you was garbage juice. You can't, you only, you know, you waiting on judgment. Everybody else is garbage juice. We are all garbage juice. You know, garbage juice here. I am a child of Christ. I am blessed and not cursed. I am above and not beneath. Amen. I am seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Understand it. You and yourself, I tell you from the highest level. Let me just call you man of God as I could regard you. You are letting your own self down. You are not claiming to be. You are obviously, you talk about the Jesuits and you call name. You obviously from the Adamic era. You from that era that did not know who they was. That's why you're going to turn over the keys of dominion of the kingdom, of the realm, of the earth to Satan. Because you obviously feeling weak within yourself.
Susanna, I hear you loud and clear.
Who's Susanna? That's somebody from the bedroom.
It's the Hannah. Hannah Carey.
It's Carey. I hear you loud and clear. See, I am dead, and my life is hidden in Christ with God. So if I'm dead, anything could come forth me. Who's it doing? It ain't me. I am of the Most High. But get me now. Since I'm dead in Christ, and He's living in me through me to do His good pleasure, I can take no glory to myself. None. Zero zip.
Glory don't have nothing to do with speaking negative to yourself.
I am no good. The scripture says I am no good.
No, no. The scripture says I am no good. I am good.
So listen, what is your name, Miller?
Yeah. Miller might be no good, but I am is good. Understand, when you begin to take on the most holy name of Christ, I am.
Stick a pen.
I am.
John 14:12, the Messiah says we must do greater works than what he did.
That's right.
So if we had to do greater works, because remember now, let's don't forget our topic. We're talking about restoring a nation.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about bringing together a national agenda, a national thought process. How our leaders, all the way down to the most, I guess, simple person in the street, the little baby. How from a spiritual perspective, are we going to turn this nation around? Number one, I feel we're doing a great job by just all coming together and just talking. I think we have the least, you know, everybody throw your ego, leave your ego on the shelf, and let's just come and talk, and let's just figure out each other's perspective, right? And do more listening than talking, you know what I mean? Because the idea of humbling, this idea of humbling oneself for a nation to humble itself, I think is a big, big step in this Bahama land, because everybody got a special degree. We got more degrees than thermometer, mm-hmm. right? We got more influence and more status. Bahamas is traveling more than anyone else in the world. I could be wrong, but I'd be happy to find out which country is traveling more than us. Anywhere you go in the world, you can find a Bahaman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are very privileged. We are very accomplished.
Yeah.
We're very brilliant people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And with all of that, we got to humble ourselves. So let's move on from humble. Let's go to pray now. Because they say, my people are called by my name, the 2 Chronicles 7:14, and shall humble themselves. And then it say pray. So I in this order, so I think sometimes we pray before we humble ourselves. And maybe that's why some of these prayers falling on deaf ears or ain't falling the way we wanted to fall. But let me ask you all, this idea of a nation. Yes, we could talk about individual too, because that's important too, right? But ultimately, we got to get to the nation. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what say you? This idea of praying to restore a nation.
Prayer takes action.
Mm.
Prayer is, it is getting down on your knees and talking to God, but prayer is also action.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to pray as a nation, then we need to do it as a combined unit. I think too long we've had... Okay, y'all pray, and we'll reap the results over
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do it. Y'all is the church. Y'all do that. Y'all do this. And then we have a few in the church that have a prayer meeting, maybe once a week,
mm-hmm.
maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the results, and we go, oh, God didn't do anything, but we didn't really pray.
Wow.
What we really need to do is, as an individual, each one of us, not us sending down the message, you pray.
Mm.
Each one of us talking to God. Prayer is just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Go before Him and tell Him.
I am, yes, yes.
Tell Him what we need.
Yes.
Ask Him. God said, ask and it shall be given. Mm. If you seek me, you'll find me. If you knock, I will open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is talking to God, and we need to ask God for answers.
Mm-hmm.
And He will give it.
Right.
And there are some that are doing it, and there are some that are not, but we've got to do this in unison. unison. Mm-hmm. Because remember, it's in unison that things happen.
Mm-hmm.
When a couple comes together, things begin to happen with
mm-hmm.
the family.
Mm-hmm.
When a nation comes together, things begin to move and happen. We've got to be together. We've got to do it as one.
Mm.
We can't be saying, oh, I'm better than you.
I see, that sounds good, right? But Lord knows when we try. Go ahead, Doctor. Dr. Hanagiri.
Well, I will say that it's very powerful information that Dr. Renee had given
mm-hmm.
to us. But what I will tell you is, as relates to the nation and how do we restore our nation, I feel it's because we have segregated prayer in such a way. So prayer is a collective. The Bible says all prayer.
Mm.
All manner of prayer. There's so many ways to pray. So therefore, there is the agreement prayer.
Mm.
There is covenant prayer. There is self prayer. There is collective prayer. What I'm saying is, until we begin to access all forms of prayer, and there is no greater form of prayer than the divine relationship that one has with the Creator.
Mm.
Notice a part of my, if you look at when it was real elevation in my tune, it was because a part of that great prayer is also prophecy.
Mm.
Use our mouth to prophesy goodness. The word of God, when everyone be praying that prayer, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not speaking goodness and we're not speaking mercy. Some of us are so fed up and so tired with this realm.
Mm.
Dr. Aeneas, we are so fed up until we like, why God just don't come and judge us and just wipe us out.
Mm-hmm.
We just pray like we want to be those with that talent when Christ comes. I know you was a hard one. I just try hold my, make sure I hold myself so when
mm.
you come and God will be the very one, I take it from you.
Mm, my Lord.
Mm. I take it from you and give it to others who choose not to last to use their talent. Prayer is important, but prayer is also a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So many persons, Dr. Man of God Miller
mm-hmm.
spoke and he said, all of us are filthy rags, we're dead. We're dead to our flesh, we're so forth and all this other stuff. As a believer in Christ, these things are true for how we're going, it's true. But because we are dealing, we are to meet every man where they are at. We have to be dealing with volatile minds and volatile spirits. We have to take into consideration these people that feel so lower than themselves. They already feel like dirt.
Mm.
When they hear you say, oh, that's what they got us for, rags, nothing.
Mm.
They have us as nothing. The people feel like nothing, and therefore they operate in nothingness. But if we speak life, if we produce life, our prayer is even our life, the way we walk, the way we talk. You are prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And until we understand, access all prayer, that's when we begin to see a national difference.
And Brother Paul, coming to you right now, I just want to give up the phone line, 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, of course, from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. I don't see our phone for the tax line. I don't know where that went, but maybe I'll find it. 422-4796 for the tax. But we're talking about restoring a nation from a spiritual perspective. One of the verses I chose was 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we're now talking about prayer. What say you, Brother Paul?
In the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, he that turneth his ear from hearing the Lord, even his prayer, is an abomination.
He that turneth his
ear mm-hmm. from hearing the law of God, even his prayer, is an abomination.
Mm.
In another place, it says, if we regard iniquity in our heart, God will not hear. That's known sin.
Mm.
So first of all, we got to confess our sins and make sure there's a clean slate to connect mm-hmm. us from way to glory.
Who we confessing our sins to? We going in front of the altar, the church, and saying, what we used to do, are we doing this ourselves? How are we doing that?
You confess to God, mm-hmm. and his faithful has been given, cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You're not confessing no mortal man.
Okay.
You're confessing to God Almighty.
Mm.
Through the Holy Spirit, to the Son, to the Father.
Mm.
Right? There's a church right here in Nassau, Bahamas, say they have prayer by confession, prayer by confession by appointment. And I said, think about it for a moment. I have sinned. In order to get my sins expunged, I need an appointment to get that expunged. Then God to come directly to me and consider it done.
Mm.
But still people are doing these things. Mm. I also had a text I would like to share to all the parents listening. I'm in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 20. It's a powerful
book. Deuteronomy 5. And I ain't saying because you used dog fast, but
he said, oh, mm-hmm. that was such a heart in them that they will reverence me and keep my commandment always, telling me right with them and their children forever.
Mm.
What a wonderful promise.
Mm.
Christ, if you walk in my commandments by my power and by my might, not only you'll be blessed, but your children will be blessed for how long? Forever.
Mm.
But the problem is we don't want the Bible. We want our figure. I think, no, let's go to the Bible.
Mm.
In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, Christ said, I send my warnings. You regarded them. You disregarded them. He said, it's no problem. When you come look for me, I ain't gonna hear you. I think it's Proverbs chapter 1, not Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
You read that. He said, you can come one day, but I'll be nowhere to be found.
Mm.
And that's why I say, call upon me while I am there. Seek me while I'm able to be seekable, because one day you'll not be able to find me. That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
But the problem is we don't want God. You want I think, I feel. No. You got to think, I feel. Because the Bible says, the way of a man may seem right, but the way of those days are what? Death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the problem is, brother, we don't want the
Bible.
Who is
the we who don't want God, sir?
The Christian, clarify yourself. The Christian church.
Mm.
Holy Ghost and fire.
I'm not even talking about the field on the outside.
That's fine.
The good thing is, let me show you something. There are people out there right now who don't know God.
Are you speaking about yourself?
No, ma'am. I'm speaking based on the Bible. Watch this. There are people out there right now who don't know God.
The Bible don't tell you the people don't want God.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, sister. There are people who don't know God who could be in heaven, you know. They never heard the name of Jesus. And they could be in heaven.
So what that is in the Bible?
That's the book of Romans.
Mm.
The apostle Paul, the priest, nature speak to themselves, the apostle Paul.
Pardon me?
Nature. Let's go to, I think it's Romans chapter 1 or Romans chapter 2.
You can't think when you come with all these files.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking.
323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. But go ahead, Dr. Anakari.
Listen. This wonderful gentleman, man of God, is that a call on the line?
Yes, we do have a call. Let's just run to this quick call. You're on the show, Remark with Garth Roseboro. That caller left. But give us a call back, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Callers, we're going to get you in as quickly as we can, watching for your calls.
Listen.
Go ahead.
First of all, we pray as the prayer was given from our dear brother Ananias to Paul, to Saul, who was converted to Paul, that the scales could be removed from many eyes,
mm-hmm.
like the eyes, like the scales that are on your eyes in particular.
Let's run to the phone lines right quick. Brother Producer, Brother Wally. Yes, caller, you are on the show. Remark.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You got a show, please? What time they close? What time you all get?
Well, we on live. You on live, brother?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, man. What say you?
Yeah. Oh, you can hear me? Okay.
I can hear you. Can hear me, right?
How's everybody?
Man, we great. Everybody can hear him, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, we can hear you.
It's a great show, right?
Yeah.
But this is the question that I have.
Go ahead.
It's a great show. It's a question I have. Between a woman and a man.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
Now, I find the problem to be that. Whatever the Bible describes a woman to be, and whatever the Bible describes a man to be.
Mm. Explain.
I come to realize that either the woman don't know their role or the man don't. Because I realize that there's always a problem with a woman and a man opinion or even rightfully being right. Is that you don't know which one is right and which one is wrong. Or which one has the authority to be right. Meaning that if I say, let's go downtown, and you say, no, let's go to the mall, which one has the authority to be right according to the scripture? Now, the reason why I said that is this. I listened to the lady keep on going down the road telling Mr. Miller that
Dr. Hannah Carey was in there.
Now, come on. We know what he named when he say that. Now, it may not sound too inviting, but we like to say that. I said that, let's move on from that. You don't have to keep on going back to that. So I try to figure out, you know, most women, what they try to do is they try to dominate the man. And I'm not saying that to dominate the woman. I'm saying it from a Bible point of view. Which one is right? The women, a lot of times, especially in the Bahamas, they try to dominate the man. And sometimes they think that them and the man have the same mindset. A woman can never have the same mindset of a man.
So, caller.
Never.
Let me ask you this, caller. So do you feel like this is a occasion? What I wanted to ask the caller, though, maybe they could call back, this idea of maybe the push and pull within the home or within relationships between men and women, how much of this is a part of the national discourse, or how much of it is undergirding some of the issues or many of the issues we see in our country today? Is that a big issue in our country?
Well, you heard the gentleman just now. He was sort of streamlined in his opinion,
mm-hmm.
and his opinion in terms of what is going on with the nation is there is a mix-up in the role, I guess, of the man or the woman, and his also what he affirmed was he see that there is contention between man and woman,
mm-hmm.
and he also noted that a woman don't seem to know her place and who is automatically
in charge.
Right.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so this may be the gentleman back on the line.
Let's get the caller back on the line. I think this may be him.
Yeah.
Is this our previous caller?
Hello, is this the Radio Talk Show?
Oh, so yes it is. You're on the show, Remark. You're live right now. Can you hear us?
I'm interested in the subject.
What say you? Chime in, because we want to hear your voice.
What's in me for the whole thing?
No, go ahead.
Situation, even mm-hmm. as far as they alluded to between the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm. What say you?
Truthful, man. Most people don't know that the Bible is our history book.
When you say our, who's our?
Our history book.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us who our God is.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us why he created us.
Mm-hmm.
It also tells us how to go about life
mm-hmm.
in this world.
Mm-hmm.
He has been protected us from the garden
mm-hmm.
to this time now.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is with us as a people, man, and we make claims, right? Because the Most High himself say, man, is that if you are my people and called by my name, and turn from your sins and your wicked
ways. That's what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. See, but then, you know, the human race believe they're smarter than God.
Mm.
Okay? We had the Christians say, man, they're Christians. What Christian supposed to mean?
Mm.
You know, what's the definition of Christian?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be Christ-like, right?
That's what some would say, yeah.
Christian, I don't even know what the Sabbath day is.
Mm.
They're Christian, don't even know that it's a sin to lie.
Mm.
You know, and then they, at the same time, they're calling us a Christian nation. So if they're calling us here in the Bahamas a Christian nation,
mm-hmm.
and we see what's happening all around us, that being Christianity has no meaning.
So, caller,
none of them are following our prophet Jesus of Nazareth.
So, caller,
none of them.
You feel as if our nation at this point, in this joint, 2025, the Bahamas, we're saying we're a Christian nation, but we're joking. That's what you're saying.
Joking, man. They're deceiving themselves, man.
Oh, wow. So we're deceiving ourselves.
Man.
Mm. Okay.
The Most High said to us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes to his mouth.
Mm.
And if it don't line up with what comes to his mouth, now prophet Jesus, Nazareth, my brother, you're on the wrong side. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
And I think, and this is a serious question I want to ask the Christians to really prove and ask themselves if they are really Christians.
Mm.
Who you think the people are when our prophet returns and the world sees that they're back against the wall?
Mm.
It's only one direction or the other.
Mm.
And then they run to our prophet, the son of the Most High, and says to him, but Lord, Lord, we cast the devils in your name,
mm-hmm.
prophesying your name, did many wonderful works in your name. So why would you think our prophet, who they claim, they know, would tell them to depart?
Depart from you, workers of iniquity.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. so why would the so-called claim the people of God, when they're pre-warned of the word that would come out of our prophet's mouth, but still deceiving themselves?
Mm.
They even don't know the Sabbath day. Everything pertaining to the marriage is right in our book.
Mm.
if you only go by what the Most High says.
So we ain't studying. That's what you're saying. We ain't taking it serious.
Studying, you know, and then if they do call themselves studying, they're reading our book, our holy book, man, even though we know it has been infiltrated. God the Most High told us.
Oh, yeah. That's the book of Jude 1, verse 4. Mm-hmm.
Precept upon precept,
mm-hmm.
line upon line, here upon little and there little. Now, you know in the scripture, where you see there's a contradiction to the Most High and what it comes with his mouth and to our prophet and our prophets, guru.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give the panel a chance to respond. God, I thank you so much for calling Remark today. I want to hear from you all.
Okay, I appreciate it, but I'll leave you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask the panel, why is it so, why is it so difficult to follow God's law? How come Paul could supersede our prophet Jesus of Nazareth and our God and tell the Christians that they are no longer under God's law, but they are under grace?
Wow.
See, and then, like, I draw
That's a good question, reference.
Mm-hmm. When they confront Jesus, it's over.
Let's leave it right there. I want to hear from the panel today.
Yes, respect, my brother.
Respect. The law versus...
The law is for man, and from the day he's born until he dies, and if you don't follow them, forget
you're in trouble.
It.
All right. I want to hear from... Give our panelists a second to respond. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you also.
What say you? Dr. Anna Carey.
Well, thank you, caller, for chiming in. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And we, in the Christian faith, acknowledge that there are many errors with our society and our faith base. Not the faith itself, but the way that we've been operating in terms of the Sunday, in terms of our Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
in terms of us assuming that we can continue. When I say we, I mean as a body of people, even nationals, we could continue doing corruption, doing sin, because there is grace. And we know the scripture tells us in the book of Romans 6 that should I continue in sin because grace is there? God said, God forbid.
Mm.
Okay? So we understand what you are saying, but I am here to tell you that not all dwell in ignorance.
Mm.
The word of God said he didn't come to do away with the law, but he come that the law may be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And so the law is still active in our land, in our culture, in our people, in Yeshua himself. Now, what I wanted to speak to is the fact that the Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Mm. In Ephesians 6, apologies.
Mm.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in the heights. I say that to say, know who our enemies are. Our enemies are not each other.
Mm.
There is no such thing as that person don't want to change. There is a spirit behind everything that we see,
everything that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful. I like the fact that you use scripture to verify what you're saying. Let me let this caller chime in, and I want to come to you, Dr. Renee. Caller, you're here on Remark.
Yes, good evening. I called back, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, you was the one from before. Okay, got you. Let's go.
Yeah. See, I don't want your guest, the lady in the studio, thinking that I was using my opinion when I said that.
Mm.
Obviously, you know the Bible has certain terms and conditions.
Man, give us the voices, man.
Yeah. Okay. You know the part in the Bible where they say man, you know, man will be ahead of the home, right?
Mm.
And he has to look out for his family, else he's less than infidel. Or.
Mm.
So, you know, the Bible would have said that. And I'm not saying that to put the man completely in charge of the whole unit, you know. I'm not saying that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that a lot of times ladies or men may even vice versa, ladies or men may believe that they could change the mindset of a man or change the mindset of a woman thinking that it could be one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the mindset cannot be one. Right, because the man has a role and the woman has a role. People don't speak about that much. What are the role of the man, and what is the role of the lady, and what will be the final decision, or who will be the final decision maker?
So you're talking about First Timothy 5:8. A man who doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. That's talking about providing.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's talking about providing, but you got to understand the context in providing, mm-hmm. meaning that he has to make certain decisions that she may not be able to make, and he must not lean on her to provide for the home, but he must himself make way to provide for the home, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I'm reading 1 Timothy 5:8. I just quoting what you brought up. So you're saying that the nation, because we really want to bring this in the context of the nation, right?
Right.
Our nation. Do you feel our nation is struggling because we have these power struggles in the home? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, sir. That is a big labor problem.
Okay.
We're having this power struggle between the ladies, right? And a lot of times men would want to make certain decisions and the ladies
I just them. Want they looking at me, so you better talk good. They, I ain't young.
Go ahead.
I didn't mess with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, okay, what I'm saying is this, right? I'm saying that a lot of times a lady or a man, vice versa, would think that they could change the mind of an individual. A lady would always be a lady. Don't mind, she might be both first. We love the ladies.
Mm.
Don't mind, she might be brazen or what you call bold or aggressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
She loves ladies. But the male fact is this, is that we're only saying that a man has to be able to, each person has to be able to play their role. If a lady wants a man to go out there and be productive, take care of the home, do all of these things. But if he says, no, we are not going downtown, we are going to the mall, and she objects to that to a point where she would get angry, all I'm saying is that if he can do all of these things, at least she should at least get up for consideration for him being a part of that decision, and almost a final decision to be made upon which he may be proposing.
Yeah.
Now, I love what the lady is saying. She's doing an excellent job also, but that's not what I'm getting at.
Listen, no hard feelings, you know. We got to get through this conversation by being honest.
What I love what she said is that she said that you have to focus on ourselves. You have to focus on what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to focus more on the positive things rather than the negative.
Yeah.
I do agree with her 100%, and I think that is one of the key things that we need to do in order to move forward, because if you continue to be distracted, and we will be distracted, if you continue to do that, and it will happen if you don't take it the way she says that it should be. We should focus on ourselves. I mean, internally doing things wrong.
Yeah.
We should focus on that. But I don't think we should withdraw from criticizing or having persons do as they're supposed to do, meaning they say throw tithe, stay tithe, and you will get double, triple back from God.
Mm.
I think if it's obvious that what you're doing is not going towards what you propose it's supposed to be going to, you cannot just point blank say that, oh, you're supposed to do it. Because you would say to the person, you do it, whether you see evil in it or not, do it.
So, Carl, let me let the panelists jump in here. I want Dr. Renee to jump in here. I want to give Dr. Renee, and then I want to hear from Brother Paul.
Okay.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much, caller. So, we're talking about roles in the family. We're talking about the power struggles in the family, right? What say you, Dr. Renee?
I don't know what the statistics are right now, but I know that there are quite a bit of single family homes that we have in the country.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of those homes are run by women right now.
Yeah.
And we're having a lot of issues with our young people because the male plays a role, that's correct, and the female plays a role. Yep. We all have our place.
It took us two to come together to make the child.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we're looking at it from a nation perspective where we want the nation to go back to God, we have to start in our homes.
My Lord.
So I call the family to come back to God.
Mm.
We cannot just have children and expect them to raise themselves.
Yeah.
We have to take those children to church. Mm. We talk about our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers, and we talk about them very affectionately and say how they used to carry me to church and carry me to Sunday school, and that caused me to be the man or the woman I am today. But we fail to take our children and our grandchildren to church so that they can grow up in the right way, so that we can make a difference in the family, in the home, and then vice versa make a difference mm-hmm. in the nation as a whole.
Yes.
We have got to start with one each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am not going to put it on a man or put it on a woman. We've all got to do our part.
Yes.
And I think we need to come together. And if we are not going to raise those children together and bring them to God, don't make them.
My Lord.
We've got to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have all these things that can help us.
Yes, yes.
Prevent that.
You don't have to have
So a, let's
yeah.
be wise.
Yeah.
And let's bring people into the world that we are going to raise in church, and we are going to bring them up in the right way, in the ways of the Lord, so that they can in turn do it to their children and their children. And then we'll have a nation that yeah. we can be proud of, a nation that we can respect, a home that we can be happy in, where both parents do their part.
Yes, yes, yes. Brother Paul, is your woman bullying you? That's what I need to know.
No, the thing about it is God has given everyone on the earth an opportunity to play a part in their prospective roles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not of the opinion that a man should be dominant over his wife or mm-hmm. vice versa. The wife brings him to the table, the husband brings him to the table.
Yeah.
But we have some men out there that they think their wife should be underneath them. Or
wow.
whatever they say, that goes. So that's not biblical.
Mm.
God don't want the man to be... God don't want the wife to be the husband's slave.
My Lord.
She's a helpmate,
mm-hmm.
not a slave meat.
My Lord.
Not a dictatorial meat.
Mm.
You do what I say or else. No,
right.
that's not the biblical way.
Wow.
Because God has no respect for a person. He loves the same love he has for the wife, he has for the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to work together in concert.
Yeah.
That he may be glorified.
So we got to get back to our scriptures, because this is a wonderful conversation. I want to continue as much as possible through this verse here. The next, so after pray, it says, and seek my face. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. How does a nation seek the face of God, or seek the face of the Lord, right? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, we talk about that, and pray, we talk about that, not say, and seek my face. What are we talking about now?
The perfect example of that is in the Bible, in the book of Jonah,
mm-hmm.
where he was sent to warn the people
mm.
that God was going to bring destruction upon them.
Right.
And he didn't want to go. And
no.
we know the story
yeah.
where he ran and ended up in the belly of the whale, but he was thrown up right on the shores
yeah.
of the place that he needed to go to.
Mm.
And he was obedient. He changed his mind, and he was obedient. He said, listen, God is going to come and break this place apart.
Right.
You're going to get brimstone and fire if you don't repent.
Right.
And you know what the top person in that country did?
Mm.
Whatever they called him, whether it's the prime minister,
right.
the president, what he said to the people, we're going to listen to this prophet.
Wow.
And we are all.
You think we love that happen in our country? Where a prime minister would say, boy, we can listen to this prophet. You think that'll happen today?
It can.
Yeah.
Yes, it can.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Let's run to the phone lines, and I'm going to continue going around. Huh? Oh, okay. We can get to the phone lines in a second call as we do see you. As we wait for our producer, Dr. Hannah Carey, what say you? Seek the face.
Well, there is no other way to seek Yahshua other than to go in that word.
Mm.
We know that there is distortion,
mm-hmm.
and we know that there is, in accordance with that word, there are some and many things that have been taken out of it. It alluded to that when it said, if all the works were written, they would not be even be able to
That's
hold
right.
in it.
That's right.
We know that there are what they call specialty books that they say after the 70, the various groups of the 70
mm-hmm.
would have studied, and they make an assessment that it's just these books that need to go forth. So we realize that there are some absentee scriptures, in other
mm-hmm.
words. But what is there has played a significant role over the ages to be able to help us enough. Seeking God and the will of God goes back to that word.
Mm.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
But it's saying a face. So there's a face involved here.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true when it comes to seeking his face. But I tell you, that his face is his word.
His word.
Yes, he is.
You believe that, Brother Miller?
His word himself.
The moment you take only one quote text in my mind, seek ye first.
Uh-huh.
The king and his righteousness and all things that need to
be. But they say seek the face.
Well, you can't see God's face unless you're living in righteousness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If so, you're living in righteousness and all God's commandments are righteousness.
See, let me tell you why I'm being facetious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know which verse I would go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation chapter 1, where it talk about, don't talk about the face, but it talk about the actual characteristics of the body. This burnt brass skin, this woolly hair, this raspy voice, this red eyes. These African features.
I agree with that red eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These African features that we don't want to look at as a nation. Because they don't paint Jesus white. They didn't put all the white pictures up. And then they say, don't worry about that. Don't even worry about the fact that, that he is Jesus and he's the Son of God. But then this day we're supposed to be seeking the face. As a nation, if we can be real with ourselves, are we seeking the face of Yahshua?
And that's why he said you should make no graven images. You don't know what he looks like.
Don't worship it.
Father says in the word himself, you know, man can see God face and live.
Okay.
Not even, he's even said to Elijah, he physically have to pass his hand over. Because if he was to see it, he would die. But when he says seek face, mm-hmm. he's talking about his precept, he's talking about his word, he's talking about his kingdom. He is all of that. Keep in mind, God is I am that I am. He is the all. He is the ultimate source of all things. And that's what Yahshua came to teach us. He came to teach us about source. He came to teach us about the value of ourselves and to know that anything.
But he said, when you see me, you see the Father.
This is true, but I'm saying to you, we have to leave a personal image mm-hmm. out of it when it comes to labeling the image. Seek face is seeking what is internally inside of you. You are the I am. The word of God, scripture says, are we not all gods?
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people don't like to address that. Many people don't like to address it. They don't like to speak to it. But the truth of the matter is, begin to live yourself. See Christ in you. Build the Christ life in you.
Caller, what say you, man? What say you?
Okay. I would
Are you seeking the face? I will know.
Based on literally the talk with... If you think our prime minister will be able to...
Oh, that part. Okay, let me hear what John says.
And do like the dinner do. I'll say yes, you know.
You think the prime minister would point to a prophet and say, follow this prophet?
No. He ain't get up. I talk about when the prophet come to him.
Okay.
I'm asking you if you think the prime minister would turn to God.
Well, that's a great question. The Prime Minister, listen.
I can answer the question.
Go ahead. Let me hear what you're saying. Then I got to go to the next caller.
Okay. For the Prime Minister to hear from a man of God, I ain't say no pastor, no preacher, and no Christian council.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, first of all, for conviction to come upon our Prime Minister, you will have to have a dream like Nebuchadnezzar. You know what it shake up your soul?
What did that mean?
Amen.
Yes, man, bake you up.
Lord.
Huh? Man, shake you up and bake
you up. You ain't having them dreams.
Hey, this ain't no play thing, because this ain't no magician God. This is the real God.
Yeah.
The creator of heaven, night.
Listen, I will get to the next caller.
Okay, another thing see, look here. When they talk about what's going on in our country,
mm-hmm.
I can put this together quickly. When you think about what they say goes on in our country, uh-huh. and claim that it's a Christian nation, you know where they really should start?
Well,
to lay the foundation.
Yeah. Well,
they need to go to Exodus chapter 20 and read that whole
entire
chapter. And if they disagree what is written in Exodus chapter 20. Then you could say, "Man, be myself."
I like that answer. I like that answer. I gotta run to another call.
And hope their eyes be open up to the truth, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that answer. The Ten Commandments. That's another show, but I just
people eyes cannot be open unless we deal with the spiritual forces behind it.
My Lord,
this realm is spiritual.
Yeah, that's the cause.
People
the causative realm.
Influenced by it's not people. It's not man. Even
going back
word
to Ephesians
of God
6.
Showed us straight back to the garden. Eve herself was influenced by the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Or the spirit that was in that serpent.
Sure.
Spirits have the influence from then to now. It's not an issue about, listen, gender is not the issue in our nation.
Mm-hmm.
It is identity that is the
My Lord.
Gender, the issue of our nation.
Amongst
we do
men
not
and women.
Know who we are.
Wow.
It's not about if you are male or female, but what does male and female represent in Christ?
Wow.
When he made us in his image and in his likeness,
mm-hmm.
you know what it is to grab something and form it out of the clay and then breathe the breath of life?
My Lord.
You know how important you are to be made, to be formed, and then receive the breath of the Yahshua himself, of the Christ himself? That's powerful. You can't beat that. You over all, and then he turn around and he speak dominion into you. He declare it.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only practiced it, that's why he kept man. Just like how we keep our children for a time, we nurture them. He kept man and he allowed Adam. He said, listen, name everything. Let me show you the power you got. But it's when we lose that power and we fall from that power, when we lost our identity. I tell you, this is not a woman crisis or a male crisis. This is an identity crisis. Who are we?
My Lord. Caller, what say you? Your own remark.
Boy, when you don't host the show, you can't get through.
The host himself. I'm so happy that you're calling. What say you, my brother?
Listen, as you want to restore a nation spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard the names of Yahweh and I Am and all the other names that we call a great God.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing is that it's a democratic nation.
Mm.
But yet we still do not hear a cry for a theocratic nation, for
that's
theocracy.
Okay.
We speak about wanting to go from our state of governance now into a republic, but no one is speaking from the ecclesiastical people to say, you know what? We would like a theocracy. We want God to step in. We want God to direct the station. We want God to be the suzerain. We be the vassals. And so what you now have is the first commandment. I am the Lord your God, brought you from the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not to have any other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our democracy, there's so many other gods before this God. And so if God is the restorer of this nation, if God is the one who can bring this nation to its knees in humility and in prayer, then of course the church should now be crying for theocracy rather than involving itself into the regular politics of man in order to restore its people. Thank you so much for everyone coming, and I really enjoyed the show.
Yes, thank you for calling. That's our host, Garth Roseboro. We're all out of time. I want to give everybody 30 seconds to just say kind of your last little wrap-up. Again, I'll start the way I started earlier. Dr. Hanneker, you start, and then Dr. Renee, and then Brother Paul.
I want to say to my Commonwealth, to our people, that the way to restoring our nation is by turning the nation from top down, from the head down, back to God. We have now not only to assess the person, their learnedness, their niceness, their caringness, but we must assess what spirit we are allowing to govern over our people. Stop seeing faces, as it were. Man sees the outward appearance. God sees the heart. I am Dr. Patrice Hanneker. I am the leader of the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party. We are coming. I will be running my party for election in this upcoming electoral season. We are coming in. We are bringing God back at the helm. Our job and our duty as we see it is to restore righteousness in the land through precept of governance, through legislation, through policies, through programs, through culture, through prayer, through being able to listen and hear the voice of the prophet again, and to submit to the will of Christ. And that goes for male and female, even though there is a woman head at this party. So thank you so much for having me here this afternoon.
It's so great to have you here. Dr. Renee, what say you?
Two things. First, you've got to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, as Lord and Master of your life. You've got to accept him. You be the change. You let him change you so that you can be a difference in the nation. And the second thing is, we've got to stop closing our eyes. When we see our brother or our nephew bring home a radio, they didn't buy from the store. You know they stole it. Turn them into the police. We've got to open our eyes and start doing the right things. We've got too many young people that are missing. I'm watching the sign by Aaron Bailey. Missing age 13, missing age 15. I mean, the new faces every day. It's sad. Somebody's got to know where these people are going. Someone has to know what's happening to all these missing people. They never used to be missing before. We got to trust our neighbors. We got to trust our family members, and now we can't. So get to know Jesus. Get saved. And secondly, open your eyes and do something about all the wrong that's happening in this world today. And I know that our nation will change.
Thank you, Dr. Renee. Brother Paul, what say you, my brother?
You know, I endorse the message of Brother God. I said earlier in the program, the person who can solve the problem is here. He's called the Holy Ghost. But we don't want him. Because when he comes, he wants to change furnitures in our lives that cause sin. But we love these sins. And as a result, here we are.
My Lord.
In the book of Matthew chapter 5, Christ said, the day is going to come. And I'm going to say something. And then you do worship me, teacher, with doctrine of the commandments of men.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm going to worship you all my life, God. And you say I was doing it in vain? Go back to the text. Because you want your phone, Doctrine and Commandment of Men. Amen. And that text has mentioned that people can judge without the law of the law is Romans chapter 2. Begin at verse number 11 and come on down.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. We got to cut this show. I want to end just by simply saying 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This has been Remark. My name is Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Calhoun Ankusara, filling in for my good brother, God, Roseboro, on Remark. We got a wonderful show coming up next. Keep it locked here on 96.9 Guardian Radio FM.
They got so very, 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 so